We're back to the Neil Haley show and also the Media Giant Effect and Caregiver Dave Celebrity segment. And also, I have another co-host. So we're going to first introduce to the show David Hollenbach. David, thanks for stopping by. He's one of my co-hosts. I've never had two co-hosts. I love this. This is a different thing. David, thanks for stopping
by. You probably
by.
Never had two Daves either.
No, I never had two Daves at the same time either. So thanks, David, for stopping by, man.
Yeah, thanks. I've been looking forward to this conversation with Garnet.
I'm excited for the conversation as well, and I also want to welcome caregiver Dave Nassani. Dave, how are you? And this is what it reminds me of Clubhouse today. We feel like we just decided we're all going to interview people and all these crazy things. So let's
Doing
go.
Great.
Our
Doing
guest
great.
Is Garnet Grimm. He's a drummer of the Savoy Brown Band. How are you? And thanks for stopping by, Garnet.
Oh, thanks for having me. How's everybody doing? Wow.
Fantastic. And this is a fun one. Let's just jump into your career. Did you always want to be a musician? Kind of let's jump right there first.
Well, yeah, I really did. my dad is also a drummer, and he is probably, you know, my earliest influence. So there were always drums and instruments and music all around the house, records on the living room floor to trip over. So yeah, I did always want to be a musician, specifically a drummer. So yeah. And I know the jokes. Some people will say drummers are not really musicians, but.
Well, I used to be a drummer. So my first question, obviously, is who was your favorite drummer? Who was your drummer mentor who decided, man, that's what I want to do? I mean, I don't know how far back you go. You're into swing or whatever.
Yeah, that's always a tough question because I can't answer just one. I have so many influences, but I can say that I was, you know, early on, I was a young kid when the Beatles first came out. So of course, you know, Ringo was someone I looked up to, and later as time went on, all those great bands in the 60s and 70s, I'd have to say probably one of the biggest ones for me in that era would have been John Bonham. He just, you know, he was just such a monster musician and drummer, and what a great player, very creative behind the kit. And so that was probably one of my biggest from that era. But I have to say, I like to go back and listen to, I was also a fan of a lot of the jazz drummers growing up. One of my biggest you know, guys I used to look at was this guy named Louis Belson, who was really a big band era drummer. But you know, he was very creative, very influential. Probably the first guy that I know of anyway that was using the double bass drummer, and you know, that became a big thing as in the rock and roll world, right? So I think he was the first one to do that.
Good, David. One of the Daves just jump on and I'll go to the next question after that.
All right. Well, you're promoting your newest album, Blues All Around. What was the biggest influence for this new album?
Well, Kim, I have to say, Kim Simmons was always the premier songwriter. So I think that Kim was not feeling well. He was dealing with an illness that would eventually take his life. So there was a little bit of pressure, a little bit of, you know, he wanted to get this one out. So the influence, I think he had some songs and demos from years past that hadn't quite made it. And I think he was reflecting a little bit on his life and career. And some of those songs, you will reckon, you know, you will know when you listen to them that I think they're kind of autobiographical. You know, California Days Gone By is one I'm thinking of immediately. Talks about a band, presumably Savoy Brown, hanging out in California, Sunset Strip in the 1960s. So I think that I think there was a little bit of, you know, a little bit of of he really wanted to get this out. I think that was the biggest push, was his, you know, might have been his illness that he wanted to get it out. You know.
Yeah, for those listening that might not know how extensive the history of Savoy Brown is, I mean, your band really helped create that British blues rock movement.
Yeah, absolutely. Kim was one of the pioneers for sure of that. He grew up really loving the blues, and also he came of age at a really good time. I mean, for rock and roll and blues, rock and roll that was influenced by blues. What I mean is, you know, I know he saw the Rolling Stones early on in London. Of course, the Beatles were a big thing already. But there was a lot of movement towards, you know, there was a lot of movement with the blues influence into rock and roll, and he was in on the cutting edge of it. He was a little bit younger than, say, Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page, maybe by 4 or 5 years, a little bit younger, but still really in that group. I would call them contemporaries, you know, and. Yeah, he definitely helped initialize that sound, you know. In fact, Savoy Brown first was called the Savoy Brown Blues Band, but it kind of morphed after a while, and they dropped the blues band part, and became more of a rock and roll band with a blues influence, i.e., that, you know, blues rock.
Yeah. So where do you see the, talking about the history of blues, where do we see the blues going in the 21st century?
Well, you know, if you look at a lot of the players that are out there now, they're very reflective of kind of the rock and roll. There's a little bit of a rock edge. So, but there's a wide variety. When I say that, I'm generally speaking, because there's a wide variety of players. I mean, you have acoustic players and country blues. There's all these little tiny subgenres that pop up, but you know, Joe Bonamassa, for example, is probably the biggest one out there right now, and he's, you know, he leans a little bit on the rock side of the blues. So where do I see it going? I don't know. It's very cyclical. What I mean by that is, you know, if you remember maybe the 1990s, that there was a real big blues revival around the country and really worldwide, and it seemed like everybody wanted to be a harmonica player or a guitar player, you know. So and a lot of bands were playing the Chicago style blues, which involved a lot of harmonica. You know, I hope it's a very durable music, because it's kind of the foundation for a lot of genres. You know, if you can, country or rock and roll, of course, even funk and some of those things really have a blues roots kind of foundation. So where do I see it going? I hope it continues to grow. I hope it comes around. I hope we have a big, fantastic blues revival in the next, you know, 10 years or something. Because you really need, if you, you know, in the 90s, for example, 80s, in 90s, Stevie Ray Vaughan, there's usually some artist that comes around and all of a sudden gives it a shot in the arm. And that period, I think, was Stevie Ray Vaughan really gave it a shot in the arm back in the 80s and into the 90s. So maybe hopefully we'll see that again. Some young kid will come along and boom, you know, he'll have some blues influenced kind of groove that he's playing, and people will jump on board and, you know, they'll want to do it again. So,
how did you first meet Kim Simmons, and what kind of got the band started? And did you think it would be what it is today?
Yeah, well, first of all, I was in the last incarnation of the band. There's so many. Kim, there was quite a few people that came before me, so I'm a little humbled when I'm here talking to you, because there's a lot of people that could be talking to you that went on to bigger and better you know, fame.
Are you the third drummer that they had?
No, I don't know which number I am. But I will say that Pat DeSalvo and I think we formed the longest running rhythm section, bass and drummers that the band's ever had. So I was with Kim for about 14 years. But the band goes all the way back to the 60s. Kim was about 15 when he started the band. And he kept it going for almost six decades. So, but some of the people you may know that are coming in and out of this band you know, talking about drummers. One was Bill Bruford, had a cup of coffee with the band, went on to form, you know, Yes. And Dave Prevert and Roger Earl and Tony Stevens broke away to form Foghat. So Dave Walker was in Fleetwood Mac for a short time and Black Sabbath. So there's a Paul Raymond for a band called UFO. Kim really, I don't know that he planned on doing this, but he really helped launch quite a few careers along the way. And he was, you know, he never became the band and Kim never became quite a household name, but they were always in that underground, kind of influenced a lot of people. Government Mule, just their last record, I think they released last year, did Street Corner Talkin', which is a song that Kim wrote many years ago. The band Great White covered some songs. David Lee Roth covered some songs. Richie Sambora covered some songs that were Savoy Brown. So you can see there's a lot of people that he influenced. So, yeah.
Wow. It's very, very interesting stuff. So the new album, all the different things, are you guys going to go on tour soon?
Well, no, we can't. Kim passed away in December.
I'm sorry.
So the record came out in February. So as far as, you know, some people have asked about tribute shows, stuff like that. I'm saying my standard answer is it's a little too early to talk about that. I would love to do
grieving.
That. I would love to do that, but hopefully we can. But right now they're kind of just focused on trying to get the record promoted and the new recording and see how it does. It's been doing very well. So, you know, that's exciting. But unfortunately, no, we can't tour with this one. So that's why we're out pounding the streets, the digital pavement, so to speak, with guys like your shows and, you know, a lot of interviews and podcasts, as many as we can talk to, just to say, hey, this thing is out there, please buy it, you know.
All right.
How old was Kim?
75 he was, yeah. 75.
All right. So Dave has a question, Caregiver Dave, why he's Caregiver Dave, and then we might have David have a question too before we finish. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, Garnet, you know, we're all getting old. We got some gray hair in our beards and one thing that's for certain, we're either going to become a caregiver or we're going to be a caregiver to somebody, and it's inevitable. And I had to become a caregiver to my wife 25 years ago. She had a stroke, lost her speech, paralyzed on one side. I just thought it was going to be a speed bump, you know, and she'd be all better. But I've been dealing with this for like 27 years. Mm-hmm. And talk about long-term caregiving. You know, I made a lot of mistakes, and I started caregiverdave.com. I've been on hosts of TV shows, I think over 57, and I'm speaking all across the country, and I've got a podcast now. I'm doing caregiver wellness retreats in Acapulco to help caregivers stay alive. 30% of them die before their loved ones do. It's the most stressful job there is, right up there with, you know, disarming nuclear bombs and stuff like that. The stress kills them. How has caregiving touched your life?
Wow, it is so amazing you just asked me that question, because my dad is right here with me downstairs, because my dad,
you're a caregiver.
My dad took a bad fall a few weeks ago and he was in the hospital, and they released him to me, and because he absolutely wanted to go home. And, you know, he's doing better. I'm working with him every day. We just got back from a nice long walk, actually. It takes him a little while, but he's getting stronger every day. But it's so amazing that that you're asking this question, because I am finding out how incredibly difficult it is to be a caregiver. Yeah, you know.
Amen to that. That's why I host these retreats in Acapulco. I should send it to you. You might need a vacation.
Oh man, please do. Yeah, that's wonderful. Wow.
How long have you been doing this? When did your father fall?
Oh, it's only been about a month, you know. But he's been here living with me for this since he's been out of the hospital, and you know, I'm learning every day that you know how hard it is for people that have to do this.
You should read my book; it will help. It's called "It's My Life Too: How to Thrive and Survive as a Caregiver."
Wow! Yeah, I'd love to hear more about it. Yeah.
Okay, so I will connect you guys. There, and you can talk more. Best place to find information on the album and stuff is go where? Where's the best place?
Oh, yeah, best place to go, please. Everybody go to savoybrown.com. There you'll see a history of the band, a discography. You'll see a whole bunch of stuff there, merchandise. And of course, Kim, besides being a creative songwriter and guitar player, he was also an artist, so you'll see some of his paintings there, and savoybrown.com.
All right, thanks again. Appreciate it, guys. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.